Take your holy book. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter number 8. 2 Corinthians chapter number 8. 2 Corinthians chapter number 8, verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power, I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, praying us with a much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and to us by the will of God." I want to preach tonight just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought, going beyond ourselves. Going beyond ourselves. Amen. As we look at this and we see Paul as he's writing here to the Corinthians and he's talking to the churches of Macedonia and what they have done, how the grace of God had moved upon them. And he says in their great trial of affliction and the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. He said they was a people and a group of people, the Macedonians, and they were there, and the grace of God, they were brethren, and the grace of God was upon them. And even though they were in great affliction, probably like no affliction that we'll never ever know, they said, yet they had and even in their poverty. Now, it's bad enough to be in affliction, but when you're afflicted and there's poverty also, it makes it double jeopardy. But Paul said they were in affliction and they were in poverty, but yet they knew what they needed to do, and they rose above the situation. Amen. Praise God. He said, now verse number 3, I want you to notice this, and then I want to look at another verse of Scripture, and then we'll try to give you what God's laid on our hearts. He says, "For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power." I want you to notice that tonight. He said that was beyond their power. If it's beyond their power, whose power was it? Amen. When we get beyond our power, whose power is it? It's God's. Amen. So we got to be careful. If we ain't very careful, we get in caught in a situation. Praise God. And I know there's an old saying that says, you know, that God will never ask us to do more than He'll allow us to do or He'll help us to do. And I realize that. And it's a really good saying, but it's really not true. Amen. Because we case a lot of things that we aren't equipped to do, praise God, but God would call us to do. Amen. We just have to step out on faith, and that's where we just trust God. And God steps in, He makes up the difference, and He gives us the strength, His strength, praise God, to go on in life. But we see Paul as he's here, and he's a blessing Lord for these people that's been so gracious, even in their afflictions and their poverty, they was willing and able, praise God, to go on just a little bit further, to go a little bit beyond their means. Amen. Praise God. I want to tell you by the authority of the Holy God, that there's a God of heaven, and if we'll go just a little beyond our means, praise God, God will make up the difference, and there'll be no want in what God would have us to do. Praise God, these missionaries all over the world today that's going just a little beyond their means, just a little beyond what they were able to do within themselves, and God Almighty is moving upon them, and He's touching them, and souls is being saved, birthed into the family of God. We're little as much. God is in it, and they go beyond anything that they could possibly think to do, because He is God tonight. I'm glad we serve that same God. He's over there. He's over there, and He's in here. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad it's that way? God Almighty, He empowers us. Praise God. Because, he does not have any limitations. Amen. We have limitations tonight, but God doesn't. If you go look at 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. Go over two chapters to chapter number 10. Chapter number 10, and look at this. And verse number 14. He said, "For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reach not unto you,
For we are come as far as to you as in preaching the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly. Now watch this. To preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hand. Praise God. So he says, listen, there's some things and some work to be done. Praise God. And we when we come to you, we realize where you're at. But he said, there's a place. Said, we need to go just a little bit beyond you. He said, there's people that's been there before. There's people that's come there before. There's people that's been there and done that. He said, but we've got to go just a little beyond where we've been before. Amen. Praise God. You know, that's what God expects of us. He expects us to go just a little bit beyond where we've been before. And when we reach the edge of our ability, that's when God kicks in. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's like that big old truck that's pulling up a mountain with 80,000 and that mountain is just, as it goes up, gets steeper and steeper. Praise God, that thing is out, and the old driver lays the fuel to it, and that turbo kicks in, and praise God. He may not go across the top flying, but praise God, he goes across the top. He gets it done. He gets to the place, praise God, or he can send down the other side. I'm telling you, young men, praise the Lord, if we'll just put in our hearts, and we're going to go just a little further, go just beyond, praise God, our own self, then God can get glory. You know what I'm afraid of today? I'm afraid that we've been fenced in by limitations. Amen? Do you hear me? We fenced ourselves in by limitations. Amen. We go to a certain point and we get to there and then we just kind of stop there. It's kind of like we draw a line and that's as far as we go. And what we do is we accept life as it is, and we say, well, this is what I'm able to do. This is where I'm able to go. It's kind of like that ocean. I tell you about the Lord controlling. It goes out, it comes back in, and we get to a certain place, and God says, well, that's enough, and it stops there. And if ain't careful, we get to be like that ocean, praise God. We fence in our limitations, and we get to a place, praise God, where we say, according to our abilities, or according to our inabilities. Amen. And we'll come to the place and we'll say, well, I can only do so much. Amen. I can only do so much. And that's a fact. I can only do so much. But if we ain't very careful, we fence ourselves in, church, praise God, where God can't do what God wants to do. Amen. God's not limited by abilities. See, if we ain't very careful, Brother Bill, we fence ourselves in with our abilities and we forget to remember the God we serve and pray God that there's no fencing in His abilities. There's no stopping what God's able to do, praise God, when we trust in Him and we go beyond, praise God, where we're comfortable with going. Amen. Then God begins to move in our life and He begins to do it without restrictions if we remember God's abilities. We remember what God's able to do. Amen. I remember when God was calling me to preach. I'll give you an example. I'll use me. Every time I use somebody else, they get mad at me. I'll use myself. God's called me to preach. I couldn't do that. I was scared to death. I said, Lord, I can't do that. Amen. I just can't do it. I can't preach. I don't know how. I still can't. I said, amen. I get amen right there. Praise the Lord. I said, Lord, I can't do this. I need some help. Amen. Praise God. But what I did, I come to the place, I said, you know, I'm just going to go a little beyond me, a little beyond what I expect, a little bit of what I know my ability is. And God says, well, that's where I want you to go. If you go right to the edge of your ability, He said, I'll give you more ability. Reason we don't have a lot of abilities, we're afraid to go there. We're afraid to get to a place where God wants to use us, praise God, for His glory. Amen. To make a difference, praise God. Remembering God's abilities in our life to be a witness for Christ. To lift up the name of Jesus, praise God. I couldn't, I can't, I still can't, praise God, but He can. Amen. Every time I get discouraged and want to quit, praise God, He said, what are you quitting for? We ain't got nowhere yet. Amen. Praise God. He said, we're still working. Amen. Praise God. And when we realize that, you know, there's two things that's beyond us. There's two things that's beyond us, praise God, that we can't take care of by ourselves. And number one, that's salvation. You say, we'll get caught up and say, well, you know, I can't do that or I can't do this. Well, praise God, salvation was the same way. You couldn't save yourself. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying salvation was beyond your ability. Amen. You're glad praise God, you're lucky to be saved tonight.
Amen.
Amen. That was beyond your ability, praise God. That was put in the hands of the holy and righteous God. So salvation, two things, salvation was beyond your ability. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9 said, for by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourself, as a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We weren't able to save ourselves. So salvation was beyond our abilities, beyond anything we could do. So how did we get saved? Amen. Praise God. You know what we did? It's for by grace are you saved through faith. God Almighty extended grace to us because He loved us, so He cared for us, and He showed us, praise God, that we were lost sinners in need of a Savior, and we bowed our head one day somewhere and said, Lord, please forgive me a sinner, and He did. Amen. Praise God. It was beyond you, but praise God, you reached for it. You put yourself in a place, amen, where God could save you by His marvelous grace. You went beyond that place where you was afraid. Amen. I was scared to death. Before God saved me, I was scared to death. I didn't like getting up in front of people. I didn't like talking. I didn't like. I was kind of quiet. Amen. I said, preacher, why can't you go back to that day? Praise the Lord. But God moved upon my heart, praise God. He made a change in me. And I won't tell everybody I see about Jesus because He's so good to us. But I couldn't get there. Salvation was beyond me, praise God. It was further than I could go. But Jesus Christ made a way that I could get there. Amen. The Bible says He has all power in heaven and on earth. And if He has all power in heaven and on earth, surely God, He can take care of me and you. Amen. He could do for us that we can't do for ourselves. Being saved, praise God, was beyond me. Being saved was beyond you. Paul says to Titus in Titus chapter 3, verse number 5. He said, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. He said it wasn't nothing you could do. You didn't have no ability to pull up to it and apply for it. Praise God, it wasn't there for you to have. But God Almighty, praise the Lord. He said, not of works of righteousness. You couldn't do good enough. You couldn't be good enough. But He said, because of God, He said, which we have done. He said, but according to His mercy, He saved us. Because of the mercy of God, praise God, He made it possible that you could be saved. And He tells us how. By the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God, brought you into a relationship with God Almighty. We couldn't get there. We didn't have no way. Praise God. The road was closed. But God Almighty come along and He opened the road, praise God, so you could go beyond yourself, go beyond where you were so that you might be saved. Amen. We're limited. We're wanting to limit what God can do. And we put limits on ourselves all the time. But we cannot limit God. Amen. We pray. What the Bible says to pray, believe. And if we ain't careful, we limit God. Well, Lord, I need you to do this, but you might as well not even pray. Amen. So, Lord, I need you to do this because the Word tells me, Ken, you said, if we ask according to your will, we shall receive. And, Lord, we're here with a petition that we need you to take care of. And Lord, we believe with all our heart that you are able to do that. And God, we ask you just begin to move on this now, Lord, that your will could be done and we'll give you glory. Amen. And God began to work. God began to do for it. We've seen it. We've prayed it. We've asked God and He has. Amen. But we got to be careful. We go beyond ourselves and we put our faith and trust in God. Praise the Lord. You say, Pastor, what do you mean? We by the two things, salvation, we can't do by ourselves. And living a Christian life. Amen. We can't go beyond us in living a Christian life. It takes God. Amen. To get us to where we need to be. Look what Paul says in Galatians chapter number 2. In Galatians chapter number 2, Paul says this. I am, in verse 20, he said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. But now watch what he says. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Praise God. He said, he says our Christian life, praise God, in order to live a Christian life, he said, we have to go beyond ourselves. Amen. Paul says, I went beyond myself. He said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But he said, not I. He said, it ain't me, praise God. He said, I have to go beyond me, and I have to put all my confidence and my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, because I live, amen, it's because of Him. Praise God. And the life that which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God. He said, our Christian life, praise God, our Christian life goes beyond me and you, and it goes to putting our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Going beyond ourselves. Going beyond ourselves. Going beyond ourselves. And putting ourselves in the hands of an almighty God. Trusting the Lord to do for us what we can't do for ourselves. Because we know that He will. Amen. We know that He wants to. Because we know that He's promised that He would. If we'll trust Him. Trust, He said, trust and obey. Amen. Keep His commandments. Follow Christ. Be ye followers of Christ. That's me and you. We're supposed to be following Christ these last days so we can help somebody else along the way. He said, preacher, what do we get for that? I'm glad you ask. Amen. Hey, it's a payday someday, right? For being a child of God, for following the Lord Jesus Christ, the free pardon of sin. In Philippians chapter number 4, the Bible tells us. He said, if we'll tear down this fence. Now, we build a fence, praise God, around us. A fence of limitations. But he says, if we'll tear down the fence of limitations, shred it, tear it down, yank it up, get rid of it. The fence of limitations. Amen. You may repeat that, Susie. You're writing it down. Amen. All of us. We're taking that, all those things that would limit us, all those things that would hinder us, take them, get them out of the way. Just get them out of the way. Remove them, praise God. And when we do that, there's some dividends that pays. Number one is peace. It brings peace. Look at Philippians chapter number 4, verse 5. Philippians chapter 4, verse 5. He said, let your moderation or your gentleness be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Amen. In other words, the Lord's watching you. So we need to be gentle, need to be kind. Amen. He said, be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. He said, in other words, he said, don't hold back. He said, we know what we need. We know who supplies our needs. We know who's there for us. We know who cares for us, loves us, and hope, and had promised to help us and give us hope. Praise God. He said, don't hold back. Just go ahead and ask God. Amen. He said, now verse number 7. Philippians 4, verse 7, he says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So there it is, praise God. He said, if we go beyond ourselves and put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, then we can get our moderation will be good, our life will be good, we won't be careful, we'll come boldly before the throne of grace, and we'll talk and we'll communicate with God, and God will talk and communicate with us, and He'll do for us that we need Him to do. Amen. Praise God. He said, you believe that?
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. That's what God says. He said, and then when all that takes place, now watch this. This is the dividend. He said, and the peace of God which passes all understanding. When that peace of God, that deep settled peace comes on you, and it doesn't seem like it ought to even be there, praise God, but it does, and you realize it, and you recognize it, and it becomes a part, praise God, it excites you, because that's just that peace that comes from heaven that the world could never give you, the world would never understand it. Hey, most of the time I don't understand it. But it comes, I know where it comes from. And that's that deep settled peace. The peace of God. Amen. When we go beyond ourselves and we put our faith and trust in God. When we go beyond our abilities and we start remembering and relying on the abilities of God. What's God able to do? Everything He wants to do. Because He's God. The Bible says there's nothing impossible with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he said, if we'll just have gentleness, amen, love each other, and be careful, pray, just ask God, come boldly for the throne of grace, and ask God, bring our petitions before Him, our supplications, and do it with thanksgiving. Just go ahead and praise God for what He's about to do. And that's going beyond yourself. That's going beyond the norm. That's going beyond what we're used to. And just putting it out there and just watching God to see what He does. Expect until He does it. Praise God. That makes a difference. Going beyond our understanding. And he says that He keeps our minds and keeps our hearts. And He keeps our minds. You know what the most important parts about us is? Our hearts and our minds. If you got a good heart and you got a halfway decent mind, praise God, you can press on. Amen. He said, and because God, God will give you that peace, and He'll touch your heart. He'll give you peace in your heart, and He'll give you peace in your mind. Have you ever noticed when you're at peace in your heart, you've got a peace in your mind? Amen. But you let your heart get out of sorts. I mean, you let your heart get tore up and aggravated and frustrated at somebody or something, and your mind starts going in all kinds of different directions. Amen. But when your heart settles in, praise God, and you realize that God Almighty's with you and God's got this and everything's going to be okay, then your mind will calm down. Amen. Praise God. You can relax. You have peace with God. When you tear down that fence of limitations, God will give you peace. Peace that passes understanding. Peace that we've never noticed. Peace that we've never understood before. Peace comes upon you, praise God. And along with that peace comes power. Amen. Look at verse 13. That power we have, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Amen. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Let me just say something. Not they should never be an I can't in the vocabulary of a child of God. When it comes to spiritual things, comes what God would have us to do, praise God, and our abilities that God has given us, praise God, they oughtn't to be no I can't. They should never be an I can't in the vocabulary of a child of God. Amen. Because we limit ourselves, we're fencing ourselves in, putting limitations upon ourselves and limitations upon God. When we do that, praise God, we should never say I can't. Pastor says, hey, I need somebody to teach Sunday school Sunday morning. Every man in the church, praise God, ought to be a scrambling to find a little something. No. Amen? Hello? Amen? Don't get quiet on me, fellas. No. Praise the Lord. Every man in church ought to be a scrambling a little bit to find something, praise God, that he can come and present. No. Amen, Sunday morning. Amen. Praise God. If somebody over here gets up, say, preacher, I've got a couple of verses I'd like to read. Amen. Gets up and reads those couple of verses. Maybe if the Lord touches his heart, the Spirit of God moves upon him, and he expands upon just a little. And then somebody over here says, well, preacher, I got a couple of verses. Amen. See how that works? Amen. You are limiting yourself, but not only are you limiting yourself, praise God, you are limiting God. And we shouldn't limit God. We should not put, praise God, because God, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens. So we shouldn't ever say, well, you know, preacher, I can never do that. Amen. You never know till you try. I didn't think I could either, praise God. And I still ain't good at it, but praise God, you step out and put yourself out there, and God may, He gives you a little bit of an encouragement and a help and points you in the right direction, and you just proceed from there. Amen. Where that power, the power that comes from God. He said, there's power, praise God, I didn't realize I had. He said, I can do all things. He said, I never realized the things I could do till I just trusted in the Lord. Till God began to move upon my heart, began to show me. He said, it's through Christ Jesus, praise God, Christ the Lord. And he said, which strengtheneth me. He said, He gives me my strength. He is my strength. I have no ability within me. You ask my wife, I can't even get church, praise God. She won't even let me drive. Amen. Praise the Lord. You don't know, so she didn't blame her. Amen. Praise God. But God gives us ability. Praise God. When we put our faith and trust in Him, we ask Him to help us, He will. Amen. He'll give us strength. He said, I can do all things. Not a few things or this thing or that thing. He said, I can do all things. Whatever God needs me to do, praise God, I'll just have. Hey, I may not be the best at it. Hello? Amen. I'll not be. Hey, I'd rather. Like old Bill, Brother Bill, you say I'd rather strike out for Jesus than hit a home run for the devil.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hey, if I'm going straight, hey, I'm going to go down swinging. Praise God. Doing what I can for the Lord. And Paul said, I can do all things. There was no quit in him. He never did say, I can't. Amen. Paul was half blind, couldn't hardly see. Amen. That's why Dr. Luke let him around by his hand half the time. He couldn't see. He had health issues that never stopped him. It would have been easy for Paul to say, oh, you know what, I quit. Lord, you know I ain't able to do that. You know, I can't hardly see and I can't hardly go. I'm just a pitiful, wretched mess. But praise God. But he said, it's Christ in me, the hope of glory. He said, I'm just going to keep pressing on. He said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. He is my power. He's my stay. He's my go forward. He's the go yonder. Praise God. And I'm just going to go with God. Amen. Praise God. We just get that attitude, church, and say, praise the Lord, we're just going to go with God. And we're not going to say that we can't. And we're not going to say that we won't, but we're just going to go with God. Praise the Lord till we get home. Amen. So I can't shouldn't be in the vocabulary of a child of God. Praise God. Should be, I'll try it. Lord, help me. And press on for the cause of Christ. Praise God. So we see the peace that God gives us. We see the power that God gives us. But Paul told him in Philippians, he's also told about the provision. Amen. The provision that God gave us. That provision that's beyond me and you. I can't provide for me. Amen. You can't provide for you, but God can provide for all of us. Every time I think about it, I think of Him taking care of them little old birds every morning. And I got a little old feeder out there beside my study, and I try to keep that thing full of bird seed. And between the squirrels and the birds, they're about to eat me out of house and home. I pray to God. I mean, it takes a lot to keep them little old birds happy. But God Almighty, praise God, He can feed every bird in the whole world every day. They don't sow, neither have barns to store. But they wake up, Brother Bill, every morning, them little old birds outside my study, they're just a chirping and going home. I tell you, when I got my hearing aids on, they're so loud it's almost deafening. Amen. Praise God. They're just praising God. I mean, at the break of day before they've even hit that feeder. Amen. Why did God take care of them like He does? Probably because before the break of day, before they even hit that fender, they're already praising the Lord. Amen. For what I'm, thank you, Lord, for what we're about to receive. Amen. From the hands of an almighty God. Amen. If little birds got that much sense, boy, we ought to fall in with them. Praise God. So we not only have the peace and the power, but we got the provision that goes beyond me and you. The provision, praise God. Look what he says in verse 18. Or verse 19. He said, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise God. What do you have need of? We're needy people. We got a lot of needs, don't we? We need this and we need that and we need the other. But praise God, he says here, but God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You know, Jesus said He's going to go back. He's going to pray to Father. If our Father give us, send us a comforter. Amen. A comforter brings comfort. That's provision. So God Almighty's promise, if we go beyond ourselves, praise God, and we put our faith and trust in God, not only will He give us peace, but He'll give us power, but He'll also give us provision. He'll take care of us. He'll give us what we need. Amen. He'll give us enough to where we can help others. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I like it when the crops start coming in, the beans and taters and the corn and people, it starts swapping back and forth. Somebody's got a little extra this and somebody's got a little extra that, and it starts passing on the road. Praise God. That's just God with provision.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Maybe I wasn't able to grow enough of this over here, but you was able to grow enough of it over here. So God says, hey, listen, praise God, I'm just going to take and give you enough, and He's going to take and have enough of this, because He's going to take everything He can do to get it and all that you can do to get that. But praise God, I'm going to step in the middle. I'm going to intervene in between it, and I'm going to put it together, praise God, and put you together so God can get the glory.
Amen.
Amen. That's the way He works. When we go beyond ourselves and we put our faith and trust in God.
Amen.
Amen. About this time of year, talking about provision, about this time of year, you start seeing in the trees these little old spider web looking things. Amen. And you see these little old creepy, crawly little old things. crawling along ground, and they start getting all over everywhere, and they're unwanted, they're unloved, and they're ugly, and they're crawling around all over the place. Amen. Nobody wants them. Nobody asks them to come in. Nobody makes them a place. But God Almighty takes them little old woolly things, praise God, and He begins to speak to them, and they begin to gather up with God, and they begin to spin them a little cocoon, and I believe they get along with God for a little while, Brother Charles, and they begin to think about the things of this world, and to think about who they are, and how nobody loves them, how nobody cares for them, and how ugly they are, but they say, you know what, it don't matter what I think, it don't matter what the world things, that there's a great big God that created me, and I know that God loves me, and God put me here for a purpose, and I'm just going to be part of that purpose. I'm just going to go, hey, I'm a little old caterpillar, but I'm just going to go beyond myself, and I'm just going to go with God. I'm going to just trust the Lord and see what happens. Amen. And they said in there, time alone with God, that always makes a difference. A little time of prayer, maybe a little fasting, away from all the junk that bombards us every day, all day. Amen. And that little caterpillar gets in there, and he's alone with God, and things begin to change inside that little cocoon. See, it starts on the inside, and it works its way out. As a change takes place. There's a transformance takes place. He's transformed from what he was into what God will create him to be. You might say he's transfigured inside that little cocoon. Just him and God. Amen. And after he spent the allotted amount of time with the Lord, he breaks out of that thing. Now there's a power. That cocoon, them things are made to be very strong. But there's a power that's from the inside of him that comes out, that ministers itself, praise God, till he breaks out of that thing. And he comes out. And he's not this old unwanted, ugly, grotesque thing that he used to be, that crawls around on his belly. But he's a beautiful butterfly. Amen. Praise God, he soars off that limb, and he soars off into glory. Amen, amen. Flapping them wings, praising God as he goes. If you ever watched the butterfly fly, they're like a bumblebee. They amaze me. It don't even look like it flaps wings. It's like it flutters its wings, and off he goes. Amen. What does he do, preacher? He goes beyond himself. Amen. That little caterpillar goes beyond himself and what his abilities are. Amen. And he gets away. He comes out from himself and he trusts in God. And God Almighty does what he does best. He takes something that's unwanted and ugly, amen, and he transforms it into something spectacular. What's he transforming today? He's transforming me and you, amen, into something spectacular. When we go beyond ourselves and we put our faith and trust in the Lord manufactures us into something far better than we ever expected we could be within ourselves. When we go beyond ourselves and we put all of our faith and trust in God, there's coming a day we'll need to. There's coming a day not too distant that we're going to need to have a relationship with the Lord. A relationship that goes beyond me and you, and a relationship that puts our faith and trust in Him. You know, preacher, that's the way it's supposed to be already. Amen. You said that right. It's supposed to be. But we have to do it. Paul's telling all through here. He said, you got to go beyond yourself. He said, in both chapters, he's telling these folks, in Corinthians and in Philippians, or in Galatians, he said, you got to go beyond yourself. Amen? Go beyond yourself and put your trust in God. And God begins to make the difference. What's wrong with the world today? Let me tell you what's wrong with the world today. The world don't want to go beyond ourselves. We're so self-centered and so selfish, we just think about us and what we want to do. what we would like, what we'd like to have. Amen. And it's not a bad thing. We got to have some goals. Amen. I ain't saying just sit around and do nothing and ask nothing. We got to have some goals, but we got to think Godward. Amen. We've got to go beyond ourselves and put our trust, our faith, and our love in the Lord Jesus Christ so that He can help us to persevere and go beyond like these folks did. Go beyond where they're at to where God would have us to be, me and you. As we see the day approaching, amen, we need to be figuring out where we'd like to be. Well, whether we want to just stay where we're at and be content or to go, like Jesus said, go just a little farther. Amen. Bible said Jesus went just a little farther. That's what we ought to do with the help of the Lord. Go just a little farther. Go just beyond ourselves. Amen. Just till you get to that scary place of your the end of your ability. And you ask the Lord to help you to do that to bring glory to Him. That's beyond your ability. It's scary. It's a hard place to be because we like to be confident in what the things that we know. Amen. It's scary when we get out past for the end of the things that we don't know. But praise God, when we trust the Lord and say, Lord, whatever Your will is, that's where I want to be. And you put yourself out there, and God says, all right. He says, let's just see what I can do with you. Amen.